Okay, now another song in your heart. Yes, sir, professor.
206.
206.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, 206. The amazing grace of God. 206. All right. We're going to teach you Spanish. 206. Okay, boys, we're going to teach you Spanish so you can be practicing. Señor, very good. All right, one more, please, and we're going to the scripture. Darlene.
461.
We are glad that you people.
Yeah, I'll share something I read from the scripture. Yes. It says, "I have a great need for Christ. I have a great Christ for my need." That's from Spurgeon. I have a great Christ for my need.
That is good. Right.
We have a great need, and we have a great Christ.
And we have a great need, and we have a great Christ for the need. Yeah. All right. Praise the Lord.
So that's what wonderful 461 is.
Okay. 461. All it is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's my young man said, "You know, I'm looking to get married, and I was looking for," and he's ready to finish his career as with his master and ready to get a job. He said, "But I'd like to," he's about 27, "I'd like to get married." And I was looking and reading, and he got some counseling magazine and so on. But today, said, "I saw the truth in 2 Corinthians. The sixth, where they said you cannot marry." He said, "God, it's really funny." He said, "If you marry an unbeliever, you marry the devil." I don't say anything. I said, "Well, you say it all. I don't. I don't going to comment." But that's what the scripture said. He said, "Oh, that's so good." So this morning, I guess hits very people a different way. That's the word of God. You know, you focus on one thing, and God uses it in different manners to bless the people. All right, number 461, number 2. Okay, who?
Oh,
thank you so much, Diane, for your remarkable effort in keeping us alive with the piano. We are blessed by your dedication.